anger over the situation in Puerto Rico has also reached Puerto Ricans around the world, especially in the continental U.S., where more than 5 million Puerto Ricans live. There have been rallies this week in Miami and New York City, and you're hearing voices from those cities there. With the number of Puerto Ricans living in the mainland U.S. exceeding the number of Puerto Ricans on the island, we turn now to the diaspora to hear their thoughts on the unfolding crisis on the island. I have two guests who were born and raised in Puerto Rico and whose families are still there. Nicole Acevedo is here in the studio with me, and she's a reporter with NBC News Digital. Thanks for being with us, Nicole.
Thank you.
And joining us from Los Angeles is Vico Ortiz, an L.A.-based Latinx actor and activist. Vico, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
So let me start with you, Vico. When we hear about these protests on the island in the continental U.S., what were your initial thoughts? What are your reactions to that?
I am absolutely thrilled. I am beyond proud. My heart doesn't even fit in my chest. I am so elated with all of this. I haven't seen anything like this in so long. So I'm just really, I wish I was on the island right now with my people. But thankfully, there's a solid group of us in LA. So we gathered yesterday to do some organizing, and we did a video, and then we'll have a protest on Saturday as well. So I'm excited.
Nicole, let's talk about you. I mean, the protests are now here. We had protests yesterday in New York, in LA, around the country, really, and even around the world. The diaspora is, shall we say, fired up. But is this what makes this moment different for you?
I think this is one of the first times that, you know, the diaspora always reacts to, you know, whenever there's a disaster in the island. We saw in Hurricane Maria, the diaspora has a great power to activate when the island is in crisis. But we basically echo and amplify what happens in the island. And what we've seen is that people from all walks of life, like we had Ricky Martin, like, you know, you had tens of thousands of people. And I saw people using the hashtag in Spain, Ireland, Australia, Japan. That says something. And I think that's unprecedented right now.
Vico, what are your reactions to that? I mean, when you see this not extending not just to the United States and LA, but around the world, you know, for me, I was pretty surprised. I don't think I've ever seen the diaspora activated like that. What's your response, Vico?
I mean, even though we've done a lot of like outreach and people are listening to us, I wish there was even more. I mean, I'm very active on social media, and if it wasn't because I was posting, like, none of my friends in LA who are in Puerto Ricans would know what's happening. There isn't that much like big press still riling up. I mean, there is something, and it's fantastic. But I say, let's get louder.
And adding to that point, Puerto Rico, it's an island where 3.2 million people live. That's equivalent to like how many people live in Iowa or Nevada. If tens of thousands of people rallied outside the governor's mansion asking him to resign, that would be everywhere in the United States. And for some reason, it's not to that level yet. I think we're getting there. But like Vico, you were saying, like, there needs to be more, and I think it will happen.
In terms of, and you're referring to media coverage.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Vico, go ahead.
What I love about this is not a socialist movement or a nationalist movement or a political. It's not the PNPs or the PPDs this is like the people are gathering together, all ages, all sides, for one cause. And I mean, obviously, this is a pileup of different situations that happened in the island, and this was the last drop that made the glass overflow. But this is not like a one side against the other side. It's like the people together have united, and not just in the island, but like all over the world. So that's huge.
And I want to follow up on that with Nicole in your thoughts, because when we do talk about Puerto Rico, I know growing up it was always, you know, you had statehood or the Commonwealth, you know, the status quo, and this very thin margin of people who wanted to be independentistas, independent. Where does this movement now take us? Does it take us to Vico's point? I mean, it's not necessarily political, but everything is political to a certain extent, right?
I mean, there's a reckoning with the party system right now in Puerto Rico. Right now, like, even the people that support statehood, which is the main party right now, the party of the governor, they're saying, you know, man, if you want to be part of the United States, you know, you're not looking great. You're not making things work for the United States to want to even think about making Puerto Rico a state. You know, so you have people in that party, you know, kind of having that struggle. You know, it's like, well, this man was supposed to root for statehood, but he's not doing anything to help the cause. And then you also have the people that are saying, wow, like, we love Puerto Rico and we can't believe that, you know, what those chats revealed. Let's put this in context. This was between December and January, a year after Maria. People were still reeling from that pain. And that's not reflected in those chats, you know? And I think grappling with that reality, people were like, you know what? If in the worst time in our history, you weren't able to step up, we're going to take you out. In the party system, there's a reckoning right now, for sure.
And Biko, just to get back to what we were talking about in terms of, you know, Rosselló actually being ousted. I mean, if he were to go, whether he decides to step down, what do you see as the consequences for Puerto Ricans that you speak to that are on the island? And we've got less than a minute to go.
There's a lot of work to do. I mean, it's kind of like, I want this to be like a Puerto Rican style cleanup, you know, where you like in the marquesina, you take away all the furniture and then you like hose it down with Clorox and take away all the rats and cockroaches. And then you like get new furniture and like put everything back better than when I was there. And it's going to be a lot of work and a lot of years, but I'm really hopeful from all the posts that I'm seeing from family and friends. People have a fire within them that I think will overrule any obstacles that come our way.
Vico Ortiz is an LA-based Latinx actor and activist, and Nicole Acevedo is a reporter with NBC News Digital. They were both born and raised in Puerto Rico. Thanks so much to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And everybody, we want to hear your thoughts as well. Our Puerto Rican listeners, what are you thinking about all this? 877-8-MY-TAKE is our number. ¿Cuál es su opinión de la crisis en Puerto Rico? Llámenos al 877-869-8253.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.